Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter writes, Lee, since they're wanting to do away with voter ID, let's do away with IDs for guns, IDs for alcohol, IDs for anything.
Right, for driving.
Yeah, it's discriminatory voting. It's discriminatory for
having
for
a hospital
else.
Procedure done, for showing up at your doctor's office, for cashing a check, for buying alcohol. Yeah, let's just do away with photo ID for all that, for boarding an airplane, for going into a federal courthouse building.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, right? Because if ID is racist for voting, then it would definitely be racist for healthcare. I mean, you can't get into to see the doctor without your ID. Good luck with that.
You can't get a vaccination for the COVID-19 without showing a photo ID.
I know you told me that. I've had several people text me that too. I haven't obviously gotten it yet, but yeah, it's wow. But nobody seems to care that all those things are obviously racist too, right? If you need an ID.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. You know, 60% of new gun owners now are black. How did they get guns? Don't you have to show an ID to get a gun?
Yes, you do. In fact, you have to undergo a federal background check, too.
Well, I mean, that's a First Amendment, a Second Amendment right violation then, is it not? If you have to show an ID to get a gun? I mean, isn't it?
Well, you're trying to be logical.
I know.
That doesn't work in American politics anymore.
No, it doesn't. There is absolutely no logic. It all falls apart once you start asking simple questions. Listen to how crazy Joe Biden has gotten now. Listen to the rhetoric he is slinging about laws that require voter ID for voting.
Parts of our country are backsliding to the days of Jim Crow, passing laws that harken back to the era of poll taxes.
Okay, please provide an example of that. When the photo ID that is required is given to you free,
it's free.
At no cost mm-hmm. to the citizen by the state, you can get a South Carolina photo ID that is not a driver's license for free. There is no cost to the consumer, to the resident, to the citizen. No cost.
It's that way in Georgia, too. Actually, that law, it was already free in Georgia, but that law reemphasizes that all voter, state ID. So you can use a driver's license or you can just get a regular state ID. It's free if you get the state ID in Georgia. No cost. So if somebody asked Biden real questions like they used to do with Trump, they would ask him that. Where's the part where you pay? Because it's free. And he couldn't answer the question. That's why they don't ask.
Right.
But they are just tearing the country apart with this stuff. And it's just absolutely shameful what they're doing. John Kerry is flying, the buffoon John Kerry, flying, and no word if it was on his private jet this time or if the poor thing actually had to fly coach like the rest of us, flying to China.
I wonder if he had to show an ID to get on board.
I don't know. He has liberal privilege.
No.
Do they need IDs? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure if they do. John Kerry. So John Kerry is flying. He is in China now, despite the FBI declaring China, basically an enemy of the country. It doesn't matter. He's going there. And this is what he is attempting to do. He is going to convince them to join us in kneecapping their economy to fight climate change. He actually said last week, in a completely delusional statement, that he was hopeful and not confident, but hopeful that China would cooperate on emissions reductions, which was pretty much the funniest thing I heard last week. Okay, do you want me to read you a headline last week concerning China? Kerry saying they're totally going to kneecap their economy. They're going to join us in kneecapping their economy in order to fight climate change, right? By the way, Kerry also said in the next, in answer to the next question that he too believes in the Easter Bunny. But yeah, so this is a headline, okay? China's 2020 coal output rose to the, they're just getting the numbers now, rose to the highest since 2015, undermining climate pledges. China is commissioning coal plants at a record rate, okay? So we just got the stats from 2020 for the year. China's coal output rises to highest since 2015. What does the delusional and perhaps inebriated John Kerry say on his way to China? He is hopeful China will cooperate with emissions reduction. That looks like a tall order there, Lee. He also said he was hopeful that India would cooperate on emissions reduction. And Raj Chengappa attempted recently to explain to John Kerry, this was in India Today, that that is not going to happen. I don't know if he didn't speak slowly enough or what. Because Chengappa explained that India's number one goal, its foremost goal, is to expand its economy. And that is why India is bringing coal fire plants online. Because coal is the cheapest. So India can't spell it out any more clearly for John Kerry. Here is from the World Coal Association. This is Michelle Minook. She's the chief executive of the World Coal Association. She said that coal, quote, will continue to play a vital role in supporting intermittent renewable energy resources to underpin infrastructure development and industrialization. Quote, India is choosing to prioritize economic growth enabled by a resilient energy mix inclusive of coal and clean coal technologies. So they are, let me speak slowly for Kerry. Prioritize economic growth. How do you do that? Coal-fired plants. Coal-fired plants. So, I wish Mr. Kerry luck. Perhaps he should get some meds for his delusion. They have medication for that, Lee.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know how stupid we look flying around the world? I mean, India can't make it any clearer. Neither can China. We don't care how much we pollute. In fact, it would help if you'd kneecap your own economy with this stupid stuff. We're building coal plants. Now, lest you think, well, at least we're doing something, right, Lee? At least we're doing something, and
no.
You know, we'll fight climate ourselves. John Kerry himself said less than 3 months ago that it wouldn't make any difference if we do it without China and India.
Almost 90% of all of the planet's emissions, global emissions, come from outside of U.S. borders. We could go to zero tomorrow, and the problem isn't solved.
Yet their goal is still to go to zero. I just shake my head, Lee.
We can localize this situation. This plant and more, the Cobelco company, is having to shut down and lay off 102 employees, 75% of the workers, because the engines that they have, the diesel engines that power these hydraulic excavators, no longer meet EPA regulations. The engines that they had been using, they've run out of the supply. There's a new engine that has been developed by the engine manufacturer. It's not yet been EPA certified. So these new, and these are not like for on-road. This is off-road use industrial engines.
Right.
Off-road. I mean, and there's not that many of them. I mean, they probably sell a few thousand of these a year. And this company in Spartanburg, Cobelco, is laying off 75% of the workforce, not because people aren't buying them. They can. They can't sell enough of them. They were wanting to expand. But the EPA has regulations on these motors. The ones that they have available are running out. They don't have one that is EPA certified yet, so they're having to shut down the plant. So there's a perfect example of EPA regulations kneecapping the Spartanburg County, South Carolina economy right now, today, as of May 1st when they start the layoffs.
I bet you India would be more than happy to have those. Since they've announced their goal is to whoop us on manufacturing. They're not even hiding it. You know what's even crazier? You and I were talking about AMLO earlier, the president of Mexico.
Yeah.
The soft, you know, the light Marxist. Actually.
Yeah, the light Marxist.
He calls himself a light Marxist.
Marxist light.
As opposed to those obese Marxists,
yes,
right? Right. So nobody likes those. So anyway, so AMLO announced earlier this year. Do you remember in the middle of Texas being plunged into darkness and cold.
Oh, yeah.
That he could, you know, the Texas actually provides a lot of the energy for the northern part of Mexico. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. And he was like, to heck with this. We're not doing this anymore. This is stupid. I'm like, I know, it's stupid. I agree with AMLO, the Marxist. And so AMLO went on a tour of all the coal-fired plants. They're reopening in Mexico. And he even announced why they're doing this. Why would they do this? And he flat out said, they're going to take us on in manufacturing. Okay, well, our only advantage in manufacturing, because we're never going to beat Mexico or India or China on wages. That's never going to happen. So, well, I don't know. Joe Biden may make us so poor. We may be, I don't know. Anyway, so the only way we compete is cheap energy, which we have from the source. And so AMLO learned this from Trump. And so he announced this: we are going to compete head on with the U.S. using coal. He is copying India and China. We are not going to have a manufacturing plant left in this country. And no one seems to grasp this. Mm-hmm. So, do you know what the Democrats are doing? Do you know there's $1 trillion worth of funding in the infrastructure bill and the one that the second, the phase two that we haven't, that hasn't been filed yet? There's $1 trillion worth of funding for, they're finally going, Lee, to figure out a way to invent the battery that will store the solar and the wind so that we don't get plunged into darkness.
Yeah, great.
Well, you know, we funded that before. We funded it in Obama's stimulus. You know what happened? All nine companies we gave the funding to went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Not one of them developed a battery.
And I'll bet those CEOs, which were probably big Democrat donors, walked off with a bunch of cash.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the Sandals commercial right now. In fact, they're probably out there at the Sandals Resort right now spending your money. Or the money we printed, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, they never did develop the battery. So the Democrats, having failed, plan to try again. $1 trillion? They're gonna develop the infrastructure to do this, even though it doesn't exist, and no one's figured out how to invent it.
Anybody remember Solyndra?
Yeah, Solyndra was the biggest, but not the only one. I've actually got a whole list of them right here. It's astonishing. Some of them made off with $500 million before they went bankrupt. Nobody went to prison, by the way, which is weird.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, in the Paris Climate Accord, China actually stated they will not begin cutting emissions and, in fact, will be increasing until 2030. And then they will begin cutting. In other words, after they own the rest of us. You know what's interesting about that year 2030? That is the year that the Wall Street Journal predicts that the Chinese economy will bypass ours. And they will have the world's reserve currency. And all that debt we have, we're not going to be able to print to pay it. Because when you don't have the reserve currency, your value of your currency plummets. And your country looks like Beirut after the bombing. That's what happens when your dollar loses value. So 2030, that makes perfect sense. Once they crush us economically, they plan to begin cutting. Let's not kid ourselves. They're never going to cut emissions. They are bringing coal-fired plants online to compete with our cheap energy. And the left wants to raise energy prices. Isn't it funny how with the left, every time, 100% of the time, they want to do the thing that'll hurt America? After a while, you start to think it's not a coincidence. Megyn Kelly had this tweet, by the way, on Twitter. Totally skipping to another subject. About the city manager, black guy. But also, he's also apparently a white supremacist. The city manager who got fired after saying the officer in Minnesota deserved due process. At least one city council member voted to oust him, quote, because she feared retaliation by protesters if she had voted to keep him. He was doing a great job, she said. I respect him dearly. Wow. Do you understand the implications of that? We do what the mob wants here in Minneapolis. We're blue. Mob wants it, they get it. What if the mob wants to burn down her house? That'd be okay. I mean, is there a limit to what the mob wants that we don't do? I mean, we've always followed due process in firing. They do that so they don't get sued. That's why they follow due process. It's not because they're racist. No due process. Okay. He says she should have due process. He gets fired. Due process is what this country is built on. Equality under the law, due process. We're not going to have due process anymore. I mean, we have city council members saying, and what the heck she said this for, I don't know. She's obviously not the brightest. Yeah, man, I was so scared of the mob. I did whatever they wanted. Okay, they're going to learn from that. But this is, you know what is interesting? She actually said the silent part out loud. She actually admitted. Yeah, we're only doing this because we're afraid of the mob. Yeah, ditto for the judge, too, in the George Floyd case. Ditto for him. You could tell. By the way, do you realize he blocked the testimony? He blocked the testimony of George Floyd's drug dealer. Do you remember why George Floyd's drug dealer wants his testimony blocked? Because, see, I do. I remember. Because he sold George Floyd the drugs that killed him. He sold George Floyd the drugs that killed him. And in Minnesota, that'll get you a murder conviction. You sell somebody the drugs that kills them, illegal drugs. And guess what? You go to prison for that. That's what the law in the book says. So his defense attorney shows up and testifies, not in front of the jury. Yeah, I can't, because my client, I think, killed George Floyd. So he can't testify because he'll incriminate himself. And the judge says, okay, we'll hide that from the jury. We'll hide from the jury that the drug dealer who sold the drugs to Floyd thinks he killed him and will probably be prosecuted. You can't make this up in America. You just can't make it up. It's the absolute level of absurdity of all of this. All right. I want you to hear from this guy. His name is Dr. George Fowler. He's retired now, the chief medical examiner of the state of Maryland. So a highly credible guy. He's basically the chief coroner of Maryland, chief medical examiner, right? And I want to play this because this is the kind of thing the media could do, but they didn't because they were lying to you. While they were creating the narrative of a country torn by racial hatred, of systemic racism, and of violent, murderous white supremacist police who want to only kill white people, and that's why they go to work every morning. See, if the media had simply gone to people with the credibility of George Fowler, again, he is the medical examiner, was the medical examiner of the state of Georgia, and just said, hey, let's get both sides here. Let's hear from the people who think that George Floyd, might have died from strangulation. And let's hear from some people who think he didn't. Balance. And then the country doesn't burn. But it's more fun when the country burns, so the media lies. I wanted you to hear what Dr. George Floyd testified yesterday. And I want you to understand something as you're hearing this, because it really is remarkable. There are words that do not appear in George Floyd's autopsy. One of them is strangulation. Another one is asphyxiation. The medical examiner doesn't even claim those things happened to George Floyd. In fact, the medical examiner admits that he died of a heart attack. He also admits there was no damage whatsoever to his neck. And if you've been watching the mainstream media about the George Floyd trial, you probably still don't know. Those of you who think, well, we should put Chauvin in prison because he kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. The camera angle video that the state hid from you while the country burned showed Officer Chauvin taking his knee off the neck and putting it on his back. You can't see it from the camera angle in the video we've all seen. Do you know that? Did you have any idea that happened? Yeah, it was so devastating the prosecution stopped saying knee to the neck and started saying knee to the neck area. So the urban legend that Derek Chauvin kept the knee to the neck for 9 minutes is just that, an urban legend. And that is why the word strangulation and asphyxiation do not appear in the autopsy, which says he died of a heart attack. So tell us, Dr. George Floyd, why did George Floyd die of a heart attack? Tell us what you would have put on that autopsy.
So in my opinion, Mr. Floyd had a sudden cardiac arrhythmia due to his atherosclerotic and hypertensive heart disease, or you can write that down multiple different ways, during his restraint and subdued by the police, or restrained by the police. And then his significant contributory conditions would be, since I've already put the heart disease in part one, he would have the toxicology, the fentanyl and methamphetamine. There is exposure.
Yep. Yeah, it's ironic about that. That's exactly what the autopsy says. Yep. Won't find the words asphyxiation or strangulation in there anywhere. They don't even claim it. So what did he do? He honestly read the autopsy, something the mainstream media just cannot bring itself to do. See, if they would just interview both sides, we might have known this before the country burned $2 billion worth of damage, but they like the damage better.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The president of Mexico called President Biden. He said they believe that he is the migrant president. That is why they are going. The president of Guatemala said something similar. He said the reason that the people are leaving my country and going is because the door has been opened by the president and by the White House for them to come.
Yes, and he added that what the Biden administration is doing is inhumane. Don't expect to see that on a mainstream media broadcast. Yet Kamala Harris, she's still confused. She is going to take a break from eating cookies and cake at the bakery, and she is going to go to Guatemala to try to figure it out. Although why she has to fly there, I don't know, since the presidents of Guatemala and Mexico have already told us what the problem is.
Our focus is to deal with the root causes, and I'm looking forward to traveling. Hopefully, it's my first trip to the Northern Triangle, stopping in Mexico and then going to Guatemala sometime soon.
She's going to figure it out. Well, they've already told her. Close the border. It's not hard. It's not hard. It's actually very easy to understand. Okay. So, given that today is the day the legislation will be unveiled to pack the Supreme Court, take it from 9 to 13 members, turn it into, and this is the unsaid part, a legislature that responds to the demands of Democrats, not a court. And the actual purpose of this is really best explained by Representative Greg Stubbe. It is that they need a quasi-legislature to rule that anything that the Democrats want to do is constitutional. Greg Stubbe will explain. He's a Florida congressman.
Well, they're going to announce that they're going to file a bill that's going to add four new justices to the U.S. Supreme Court because they know that the only way that they can pass their unconstitutional agenda is to add more people to the court to vote in the direction that they want them to vote, because they know the only thing stopping them right now in all of these far-left progressive policies is the U.S. Supreme Court. The things that the Biden administration wants to do through executive orders on guns, the things that they've already done on illegal immigration, the things they're trying to get through the House like H.R. 1 that clearly violates Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, they know that their one stopping point to getting all of this stuff done is the U.S. Supreme Court. Yep. So they're going to change the rules and change the game and add four more people.
Which is exactly what Don Lemon of CNN explained last year. And he was having a conversation with Andrew Cuomo's brother, Chris, who was on CNN, too. And he was saying, yes, we need to make D.C. a state. And as our Attorney General of South Carolina, Alan Wilson, told us earlier on the show, that is unconstitutional. You can't do that. You need a constitutional amendment to do that. And Don Lemon busts out laughing, says, no, we don't. Let's pack the court. We'll just pack the court. Here's Don Lemon explaining.
We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Yeah, so he's talking about get rid of the Electoral College. That's unconstitutional too, but it doesn't matter. You can just stack the courts, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. If you want to know what is going to detonate this country, it's that. It's that. Because they're running a tremendous risk here, folks. This is a very big risk. This whole thing that they are doing here, this is the good news. The whole thing they're doing here depends on one thing, and that is the honor system. That is that, like lemmings, we will not resist. We will just, well, the Supreme Court said that Joe Biden can just sign an executive order and take all our guns and close our gun store, so we have to go along with it. But the inherent risk in doing that is that you will destroy federalism, period. Almost all of it's unconstitutional anyway. They may do it for us. What would happen if the Supreme Court became such a joke? Such a large unconstitutional punchline. It already is, honestly. I mean, this is a court that's ruled that the president has the authority to deport people, that the president has any authority, you know, to do immigration, to control the borders of this country in terms of immigration. He doesn't. That was reserved for the states. So, I mean, that's just one example of how the Supreme Court is an absolute joke. And if people text me all the time, they say, Tara, we're losing our country. I'm like, what? If the founders came back in the 1950s, they'd say the country was already gone. They'd look at presidents. They'd look at ICE and they'd look at, you know, Customs and Border and be like, why is the federal government doing that? They don't have constitutional authority to do that. Where'd they get that? Now, the Supreme Court invented it. And when Congress wanted it, they just okayed it. So, I mean, we're talking about a mound of unconstitutional rulings that have gone back centuries. And I did a podcast on this on Battleground explaining that we only really lived free the first 100 years because we cleaved to the Constitution up until the Civil War. And then it was wrecked. So with this idea that the federal government was going to be supreme, because they were. They had won that on the battlefield, but constitutionally they hadn't. And so this is where all this came from. So if the Constitution is rendered meaningless by a Supreme Court that rules it meaningless, it'll become a punchline. And our whole system, folks, our whole system is an honor system. There's no force that can enforce this stuff. There's no federal force that can enforce this stuff. I mean, the FBI may go and brutalize a couple people, drag them out of their homes in the middle of the night. You'll probably see them do that to governors before it's all over. They need an army, and they don't have one right now. So when the government does this, and Joe Biden was right when he explained this. When they're doing this, the Democrats, they risk wrecking the very system they intend to rule us with absolute power. They risk wrecking it, making it a punchline. Like the Supreme Court can dump off reams of paper if they want with their crazy wackadoodle rulings when there are 13 of them. And Republican governors will shrug their shoulders and laugh. That's 50 states, folks. 50 chances for freedom. That's a lot. The Democrats are brilliant. And they understand our system perhaps better than we do. That's why they nullify things. But they don't want us to. This is why they're purging our military right now. that they are purging the military for exactly this reason. They're going through and looking for extremists, which is anyone who put up a, you know, a pro-Trump sticker on their website or, God forbid, on their car or on their social media. They got to purge the military because they know they're going to need it to force us to do what they want. Now, don't send me a text saying, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. You can't use the military in America's soil. Well, they do whatever they want once they control the Supreme Court and steamroll over the Constitution. But there is an inherent risk in that. Don't misunderstand. And they understand it. They understand it. By doing that, by turning the Supreme Court into yet another Democrat legislature, which is what they want to do, they're going to make its rulings meaningless. And they haven't quite figured, you could tell they're grappling. They haven't quite figured out, because they know when it's meaningless that the honor system will crumble. We're not going along with this stuff. In fact, our founders instructed us it was our solemn duty to nullify this stuff. And that doesn't just include laws and executive orders by the president and Congress. It includes Supreme Court rulings that are unconstitutional. That's why I've been saying Abbott ought to just send them down there, build a wall, kick the Border Patrol out. They have no right to be in Texas. They have no right to be on our side of the border anyway. Maybe they go down to Mexico if Mexico will have them. Kick them out. Do it yourself. They have every right to do it. And the Democrats' biggest fears will figure that out. And the thing that's going to lead to that is a PAC court that turns out grotesquely unconstitutional, unrecognizably American. You won't even recognize them as America rulings. Whole system will crumble. It's only an honor system. That is its only power. You get rid of that, you got no authority. You got nothing. You have one choice left, and that's to turn the military on the American people. They better whip that military in shape fast for that. I don't think they can purge it fast enough, but they're going to try. This is coming. But understand, in the end, they run a very real risk, and they know this, of destroying for us the very federal system that stands in the way of our freedom and the original rights we had that first 100 years when we understood how the Constitution worked. They're taking a big risk here, folks. It could just as easily blow our way. So just sit back, put your feet up, get some popcorn, watch it all go down. These are crazy times, and there is no guarantee they're going to win. They are overplaying their hand right now. And in a definite sign, things are going awry. Yeah, did you see this? Fox News actually just had it. The Pentagon has confirmed that a leaked UFO video, this is the one with the upside-down pyramid UFOs, the one that surfaced online, is real Navy footage, and they can't explain it. So for those of you who like to lay down the money, like to bet, you can. It's very exciting. You can now do this. They now have odds on alien contact this year. And not the kind at the border anyway. Although God knows, people from other galaxies may be coming over the border too. We wouldn't know. We'd miss them. Anyway, odds of alien contact this year have dropped in the betting markets from 200 to 1 to 20 to 1. 20 to 1. So that happened after the Pentagon announcement. So if you want to cash in on that, you know, bet the farm or whatever. I know a lot of people would probably like alien contact this year because it's got to be better than, you know, we got to get better leadership. I mean, you know, just what we got right now is just not working for us. It's just not. All right. Texter writes, to paraphrase Rush, the Democrats can't legitimately win an election if they are honest about their agenda. Yeah, that's why they are censoring us right now. My likes on my Facebook page have not gone up in, gosh, since before the election. I'm totally throttled. They just keep trying to manipulate the system so to work for them. Oh, yeah. Texter writes, didn't Texas start working on a way to secede? Just curious what happened, if so. Well, all that'll be put on steroids if they pack this court. Now, I got a couple texts saying, oh, come on, Tara, we'll have the same reaction to court packing that we have, you know, to everything else. Nothing will happen. That's actually true. Nothing's going to happen until they start ruling. That's what'll do it. And then all hell's going to break loose. And they run the very real risk of destroying the federal system that they are counting on to implement their one-party authoritarian regime. It is a real risk. And they don't know exactly what to do about it. This is why the first thing that happened under Biden, literally almost the first thing, they quote-unquote vetted the National Guard. The National Guard's already vetted. We know they're not terrorists. We know they're not that. No, they vetted them for their beliefs, i.e. extremist beliefs, which now includes voting for Trump. Now they're vetting the military. And they still have legislation sitting there in the House that I fully expect to pass, because it's no less crazy than anything else they're doing, that would give the FBI the authority to begin vetting every single law enforcement officer in the entire country. They would actually set up an agency within the FBI and the Department of Injustice to do that so they can background check them. And I assume harass them at their homes and places of business, I guess. That's just what the FBI does now. By the way, I didn't even get to the rest of the stack. Do you realize that people who didn't break into the Capitol but merely wandered in after the doors were open are being held without bond? They've had their houses raided. They didn't do any property damage, didn't do anything on January 6th, and are facing an average of 55 years in prison. Yeah. This is the level of desperation, folks. Don't kid yourself. This is going to be easy for the left. It's not, and they know it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.